more than what I do, more than what you work. Sorry, princess, even more than you deserve. It's more than me, and it's more than you. More than Jake Sav, and it's more than Jews. More than Obama, more than Hillary. More than if you really ain't feeling me. More than a butler, more than a maid. More than tomorrow, more than yesterday. More than your big cat, size. More than half truths, more than whole lies. More than who's wrong, more than who's right. More than your kids, more than my wife. More than where I live, more than what I drive. More than what's yours, more than what's mine. More than my hair, more than your clothes. More than my friends, more than your foes. More than my silver, more than your gold. All of this don't add up to your soul. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today is February 7th, and I know it is Super Bowl Sunday. I do have to say I am pulling for the New Orleans Saints. Of course, me being Catholic. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. First off, I profess my faith, and that's what I do. It's what I do and what I believe in. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day, he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of God, the Father, the Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Michael Anthony Oliva. But first off, I want to give an applause to the real host of this show, Jesus himself, for using me as an instrument to bring positive and inspirational words to every Christian across America, 50 states, 108 countries we're live in. We got new music on the way next week. Of course, we got PK, we got Father Stan Fortuna. This week, we got Christopher Thompson. Next week, I got a bunch of different artists coming on. I want to say one thing to you. If God brings you to it, he will bring you through it. Happy moments, praise God. Difficult moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. Painful moments, trust God. Every moment, thank God. You know, this week, and I don't write nothing down. It's the honest truth. I pray that my words come out the right way, and that's how I do it. You know, I do a lot of things on Facebook, inspirational things that I write, and they come out of my mouth, unless it comes out of someone else's mouth, and of course I'll put their name after it. But most of the time it's coming out of my mouth, and it's just the Holy Spirit working through me to reach different people of different denominations. I work with different Christians for the sake of the Blessed Trinity. We believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It starts and ends with Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, and the Holy Spirit, which can enter you at any time and make you wonder. And a lot of people walk away from it. But I want to get on a subject today because it's something that is very true. When you get closer to God, you're going to have people around you that are going to try to take you back to the dark side. They're going to do whatever it takes to make you stumble and give you temptation. Now, what I would say and my suggestion to anyone else that I would ask me this question is what I say is this. Get rid of them. Pray for them. Definitely pray for them. But change who you hang around. Anyone bringing you into darkness, you need to get rid of them. And move on. Do not put yourself in a situation. And it's funny because today I opened the Bible and this is exactly what was on. See, I just open the Bible and whatever comes out, comes out. And this is Luke 10, verse 19. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. To verse 20, nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. My friends, like it or not, you may know me from 10 years ago, Michael Anthony Oliva's name is written in heaven. We're getting to a little devotional, which I like to read as well. And this is today, and then I'm going to get into something else. Then we're going to get into some music, of course. We know we love listening to that Christian hip-hop, positive music. Today is the fifth Sunday of Ordinary Time. This comes out of Luke 5:11. They left everything and followed him. Peter had a following Jesus for a while before Jesus gave him a miraculous catch of fish. Peter left everything to follow him. So in a way, it was a second conversion for Peter. And perhaps that makes the incident a model for you and for me of the possibility of our coming deeper conversion to Jesus. If so, what's the message? Hope Jesus would work a miracle before our eyes too? And in the meantime, just go on living as we've been living? That sounds a little too easy. Is the message that we should, right now, give up everything to follow Jesus? But where does he want us to go? I suggest that Luke offers this his account for reflection and prayer. Peter's experience of Jesus spurns us to ask where we have experienced Jesus at work in our lives and in the lives of others. If I think quietly about that, do I hear Jesus saying something to me about where he wants me to follow him? And do I see a boatload of fish holding me back? And that was from Kevin Parada. That basically, to me, and that's a devotional today, February 7th, it means a lot. You can fall and get back up, and you can get rejoiced and get stronger than ever in your faith. Just because you fall does not mean that you shouldn't practice your Christian faith. If that means going to a born-again church or a Methodist church or any other church for that matter, then that's what you need to do. Me, I have been chosen through my Catholic faith. I was reborn in my Catholic faith through the sacraments. It's a sacramental religion, okay? We have a catechism to back up everything we do in the Bible. So I'll give you the first reading today, and then I want to get into something else, and we're going to play a little music. And this is the reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. In the year of King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on the high and lofty throne, with the train of his garment filling the temple. Seraphim was stationed above. They cried to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. All the earth is filled with his glory." At the sound of that cry, the frame of the door shook, and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, "Woe is me, I am doomed, for I am a man of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then the one of Seraphim flew to me, holding an ember that he had taken with tongs from the altar. He touched my mouth with it and said, "See, now this has touched your lips. Your wickedness is removed, your sin purged." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" "Here I am," I said, "send me." Well, if that's a modern day thing to say to the Lord, "Lord, you could send me into battle any day of the week." We're going to get into number track from my man, the preacher's kid. And then I'm going to come back with some more scripture, some more inspiration. We share some stories. We do have an 800 number. You can see it on the link below. Get it going. And we'll keep going.
Bibles in the air. Okay, I want you to usher to the front of the stage. Security, stand by. I'm not held liable if the Holy Ghost breaks out. Okay, we're going to count it down like New Year's Eve. Are y'all ready? 3, 2, 1, let's go! This way, you should talk this way. You should even bear your cross this way. You should choose this day, Satan or Christ. We walk by faith and not by sight. So walk in your destiny. walking ecstasy. Talk about his goodness, walking next to me. He's the best in me, ordering my steps. Walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm fearing no evil, fearing no people. Christ left but returns in the sequel. I'ma walk the mile, right across the Nile. You can watch me walk right through my trial. Some run through, some walk it out. There's someone that what's all the suffering about. It's the golden child on top of gold beats. In heaven, we gon' walk on gold streets.
Jesus Christ.
It's Jesus Christ. Man, I'm a disciple, Jesus my teacher, man. Representing why like Derek Jeter, man. I'm the MC, Christ is the speaker, man. The church starving, just trying to feed you, man. This soul food, this what you need, my man. Searching for wisdom, have you seen a man? Jesus loves you, that's how I greet you, man. Flow cut your ear off like I'm Peter, man. Not just a Christian, born again believer, man. What happens, man? Used to be a leader, man. You backslid, the devil deceived you, man. You were stronger, now you looking weaker, man. You married Christ, now you a cheater, man. The world was good, but Christ is sweeter, man. It's like fire, I think I got a fever, man.
Jesus Christ.
It's Jesus Christ. Now marvelous light, he changed my music and changed my mic and changed what I love and changed what I like and changed how I live and changed how I write and changed how I talk and changed how I walk and even got faith he could change New York and changing my thoughts, changing my brain. Suffer with him now, changing my pain. Going to reign with him, he changing my reign. Child of God now, he changing my name. What is it worth? Keep it up, fam. He gonna change that smirk. He changing the earth. He changing my church. He been changing me, man, before my birth.
Preacher's kid. I'm going to take something out of Romans 16, verses 17 through 20. Against factions, I urge you, brothers, to watch out for those who create decisions and obstacles in opposition to teaching that you learned. Avoid them, for such people do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites, and by fair and flattering speech, they deceive the hearts of the innocent. For while your obedience is known to all, so that I rejoice over you, I want you to be wise as to what is good and simple as to what is evil. Then God of peace will quickly crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Satan could try to come at you. Satan could try to come at me. It ain't happening. Because I'm going to tell you why. Strengthen me under pressure of temptation. Strengthen me when principle is at stake. Strengthen me to do your will, my God. Strengthen me in moments of suffering, in times of loneliness, in periods of depression. Strengthen me that I may never swerve from you, dear Christ, nor weaken through human respect, through a desire to be popular, through a hope of social distinction. Strengthen me to avoid my cross and carry it generously to the end. On the battlefield of life, stand by me that I may never prove a traitor in your ranks. Stand by me that I may not be dazzled by the glitter and the glow of the enemy camp. The passion of Christ strengthens me. I have a fire inside of me, and I cannot be stopped, and I will not be stopped. And I'm going to tell you something. Today I was in church, and my pastor was speaking today. And I know everyone was watching the Super Bowl, and you must have saw it. Well, Tim Tebow was on there with his mom. And maybe you didn't get it, what it was talking about or what the commercial was about. Tim Tebow's mom years ago was told to have an abortion from her doctors because her son was going to have birth defects. Well, guess what? Tim Tebow won the Heisman Trophy Award. I'm sure he didn't have no birth defects. And I'm going to give you another story that the pastor told me today at church. About 48 years ago, 46 years ago, a Christian woman had gotten pregnant from a man from another country. When she was here, family members and friends told her, don't have the baby, go have an abortion. He's from another country. He's going to leave you. He's going to go live in his other country. Well, do you know who that person is? That is the mother of the President of the United States, Mr. Barack Obama. Let me tell you, I'm not going to get into it. I'm pro-life. It's what I am. It's what I feel. It's my opinion. I'm not telling everyone to be pro-life. I'm not bashing people that are pro-choice. To each his own. What I'm saying is, it's a gift from God. You're already known before you're even out what you're about to do. And I'm going to feel real bad for people when you do get to heaven and you had the abortions and this and that, and you see those little children all grown up already coming up to you because they were probably yours or whichever way it went. But we'll get on to a reflection now of today. And here's a reflection. And this comes from 1 Peter 4:13. Rejoice in so far as you are partakers of the sufferings of Christ, that you may also rejoice in the exaltation in the revelation of his glory. This is a reflection. Jesus is the joy of the earth. He is the physician of every human infirmity. He is personified in every person who suffers, arousing compassion and generous love. Jesus, therefore, is present always and everywhere. That came from Pope Paul the VI. And the prayer he wrote for today was, come, Lord Jesus, help me to recognize your presence in my life, especially in my pain. Help me to know that you have joined your sufferings to mine and that I may join my sufferings to yours. You will suffer, folks. You will. But it's all good. It's all love. And sky is the limit. We need peace. We need love. We need compassion. I want to get into sin. And these are questions, and then I'll give you the answers. What does the acceptance of God's mercy require from us? The answer is, it requires that we admit our faults and repent our sins. God himself, by his word and his spirit, lays bare our sins and gives us the truth of conscience and the hope of forgiveness. Number two, what is sin? Sin is a word, an act, or a desire contrary to eternal law. St. Augustine said that. It is an offense against God in disobedience to his love. It wounds human nature, injures human solidarity. Christ, in his passion, fully received the seriousness of sin and overcame it with his mercy. The man was bludgeoned and bled, ripped to shreds, carried that cross more perfect than any human being that ever lived on this earth. So you, me, and everyone else can sin and be redeemed. It is never too late to change. Because if you knew me 10 years ago and you see me now, who would have thunk it? and I'm still surrounded by wolves in sheep's clothing. I'm still surrounded by people who want to take me down, and it ain't going to happen. Not today, not tomorrow, not in 10 years from now. And there is a variety of sins. There are a great many kinds of sins. They can be distinguished according to their object or according to the virtues or commandments which they violate. They can directly concern God, neighbor, or ourselves. They can also be divided into sins of thought, of word, of deed, or of omission. Okay? They want to know, what is the difference between a mortal and a venial sin? When does one commit a mortal sin? One commits a mortal sin when there are simultaneously present grave matter, full knowledge, and deliberate consent. This sin destroys charity in us, deprives us of sanctifying grace, and if unrepented, leads us to eternal death of hell. It can be forgiven in the ordinary ways by the means of sacraments of baptism and the penance or reconciliation. What is a venial sin? One commits a venial sin when it is essentially different from a mortal sin, when the matter involved is less serious or even if it is grave, when full knowledge or complete consent are absent. Venial sin does not break the covenant with God, but weakens charity and manifests a disordered affection for created goods. It impedes progress of the soul in the exercise of virtues and in the practice of moral good. It merits temporal punishment, which purifies. That is out of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You know, a priest told me once that if half the people knew what the Catholic Church taught, that we would not have all this division amongst us. Listen, my partner, PK, is a born-again Christian. I go to his church. I'll go to a Baptist church. I feel that God is spreading his news around so people have a place to go. And now, what I'm going to do is, we're going to get into Father Stan. Father Stan is from the South Bronx. Okay, Father Stan Fortuna. He is from the South Bronx. He's a Catholic priest who does hip-hop soul. God bless him. Young priest. And you know what? He's part of this revolution.
This is our destiny. Got to make it a universal dynasty. There's too much brutality and vulgarity. There's something seriously wrong with society. Frustrations going on for generations. Got to heal the family tree. Too much agony. People everywhere just want to be free. We need love as deep as the sea. As high as the sky. I-L-Y. I love you. That's what I got to do. You got to do. We all got to do. It's sweeter than a honeydew. Too many people got no clue. Got to break it out to the whole crew. I'm talking about all of you. All y'all get with the call. We need an international breakthrough. A new world view. A global barbecue. Taking it easy like Scooby-Doo. It's the heart of the issue. I wanna wish you love. S-A-M. Just in time for the new millennium. Forget about me. Sacrifice is the remedy. No more privacy. This ain't no communist. Let's get on with this. I'm one with you. You one with me. We all members of one family. Love, respect, and dignity. This is our destiny. To give the best of me. The new world order of sanctity. All of me for all of you. Be family.
Father Sam, a hip hop soul, that spoken word.
S-A-M-S-A-M-I-L-Y.
We love this stuff.
We love this stuff.
We do it till we die.
We do it till we die.
Check the remix.
Check the remix.
Cause the beat is brand new.
Cause the beat is brand new.
Forget about me.
Forget about me.
I love you.
I love you.
We do it till we die.
We do it till we die.
Check the remix.
Check the remix.
Cause the beat is brand new.
Cause the beat is brand new.
Forget about me.
Forget about me.
I love you.
I love you.
Forget about me.
Forget about me.
I love you.
I love you.
Forget about me.
Forget about me.
I love you.
I love you.
Forget about me. I love you. Stop forgetting about yourselves and loving other people. Start doing for others. That's what I'm saying. This one comes out from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 11, a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I am reminding you, brothers and sisters, of the gospel I preached to you, which you indeed received, and in which you also stand. Through it, you are also being saved. For if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain, for I handed on to you as the first importance, but I also received that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, he was raised on the third day, and according to which the scriptures. And then he appeared in Cephas, then to the 12. After that, Christ appeared to more than 500 brothers at once. Most of them are still living, though some have fallen asleep. After that, he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one born abnormally, he appeared to me, for I am the least of the apostles. Not fit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me has not been ineffective. Indeed, I have toiled harder than all of them. Nor I, however, by the grace of God that is with me. Therefore, whether it be I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Love it. I love it, because I compare myself to Paul, because years ago I would throw it to the side and not think about it, and you know, yeah, it's this, it's that, but nah, once your heart's touched by Jesus, my friend, you know, so you know, someone would come to me and they would say, I need to start something new, and then I see him on Facebook typing, I'm going to smoke a Blunsky, I'm going to, like, my man, you know, you want to be serious about it? All I could tell you is where to go. I ain't forcing nobody to go to church. I'll pray for you. I pray for everybody. Everybody, every day. I want to give a shout out to my son Jonathan. I hope he's listening out in Florida. This is Psalm 4. I tell anyone that really wants to get into the Bible and you really want to start get with a psalm. Psalms of prayers. And Psalm 4 is trust in God. Answer when I call, my saving God. In my troubles you cleared a way. Show me favor, hear my prayer. How long will you people mock my honor? Love what is worthless, chase after lies. Know that the Lord works wonders for the faithful. The Lord hears when I call out. Tremble and do not sin. Upon your beds ponder in silence. Offer fitting sacrifice and trust in the Lord. Many say, may we see better times? Lord, show us the light of your face. But you have given my heart more joy than I have when grain and wine abound. In peace I shall lay bold. In peace I shall both lay down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me secure. It's a great psalm to read before you go to bed. That's a good one. I read that one. I like that one. That's a good one. We're going to get into another PK joint. Okay. And PK is my man, the preacher's kid. You know, Dwight is a good man to me. Good person. And this goes out to the United States of America. As much as I love it, and I'm honored to be a patriot, this the modern day Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yo, scriptures! For this one, they might persecute me. Who would ever think you see Christian groupies? The body of Christ is like Sin City. Topic of sin, I show no pity. You might say, who is he? I'm God's servant. Walking in spiritual discernment. They don't fast no more, don't pray no more. The church don't use Jesus' name no more. What's going on? I can't really call it. Too much sin and no room for it. Spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah is here. In Jesus' name, rebuke it out of here. No more fear, we preaching the truth. They molesting, abusing, using the youth. Waving their wolves inside sheep clothing. Pray for us, for the sin we expose. You can take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can't take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man. You can take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can you take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man? So-called Christians, they give me screw face. Where the love at, man? You need a new face. Bad mouth the preacher, so two-faced. The gift and make room, but you too haste. Smiling when you shake the preacher's hand. Passing his house, spitting on his land. Practicing voodoo, still reading palms. Still drinking, I'm still reading psalms. Still a man of God, and Satan don't like this lifestyle of the saved and righteous. Open up your eyes, letting anything go. Sisters, cover up, letting everything show. Lord, have mercy, we need God's grace. The body of Christ, seek God's face. Abraham and Lot inspired me to write this. Lord, we spare the church for one righteous. You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can you take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man? You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can you take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man? This ain't for the babes, it's for those that know. Seeing all the sin and still letting it go. False prophesying, lot of compromising. Not enough people with the flesh dying. Lot of dishonor, not enough loyalty. Chosen generation, where is the royalty? For this one, they might come at me hostile. Sin leaves a bad smell in God's nostril. Body of Christ, please understand. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. They want praise and worship more than the Bible. But the Bible is our means for survival. Too many idols seek the Lord again. Everybody Christian who's born again. It's sworn again, serve God with holy hands. Everywhere we stand now, it's holy land. You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can you take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man? You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can you take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man?
You know, we're just talking about how the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah is still in the church today. You know, God took Lot and his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah, but the spirit was still in them. And that spirit is still in the body of Christ. Take it out of man.
Wow. Preacher's kid. That's what I'm talking about. Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm going to read you a little something. I get these little meditations from the popes. And this is my birthday, June 3rd. And this is on my birthday. This is very funny to me. Because this is me. And it's very funny because now I really realize why I was called. Why I went through the acting stage and the rapping stage and then this stage and then that stage is because God was training me to preach His word and become a preacher and show these young kids positive music and positive things. And I'm going to take something out of the Book of Wisdom, chapter 3, verse 5. Chastised a little, they shall be greatly blessed because God tried them and found them worthy of Himself. And here's a reflection from Pope John Paul on that day of June 3rd, which is my birthday. From Jesus' behavior, we learn a double lesson, that human suffering has a precious role to play in God's plan, and that it moves to compassion, the heart of Jesus. For He knows how much suffering can affect human weakness and put it to the test. The prayer is, Almighty God, St. Charles and his companions were tried in a crucible and suffering and found worthy. May I be willing to see your will in my suffering. Amen. Anyone that knows Michael Anthony Oliva knows I had heart surgery 7 years ago. Died on the table for 7 minutes. Came back to life. I have a St. Jude medical valve in my heart. I lived a life on the line. Like Johnny Cash would say, I walked the line. I walked the line, but I was saved. I've been saved, and ain't no turning back. And every day I get in front of that tabernacle, in front of the body of Christ, and I ask Him to please, Lord, Lord, give me strength to persevere in You. Give me strength to carry on Your goodness and Your grace. Give me strength to keep it moving and inspire people every day. I will try every day of my life, if I have to go down in fire and flames, to reach someone and bring them back to the church of Jesus Christ, the universal church of Christ. I feel the fire in my heart and my soul. And I will carry it on and give it to my kids and my kids' kids and my nephews and my nieces and my sisters and my brothers from every part of this nation, from every part of this world. I talk to people from India. I talk to Protestants, Baptists. I talk to born-agains. I talk to Methodists. And they feel my message. For the reason being is the Holy Spirit is inside of me. He lives inside of me. The heart of Jesus lives inside of me. The blood of Jesus lives inside of me. I am on fire for God. And I am proud of what I have become. And I have tell you this, and I will give it to you straight, and I will show it to you, and I will show it how it is. Someone this week, okay, had to go get an apartment. He lost the apartment he had. He couldn't get the apartment. The bank didn't give him the money. The next day, someone gave him the money to get the new apartment. The following day, he went and got some more money through a different situation that had happened. The next day, he went and asked Jesus to find him a job. He left church and got a job that day on the spot. That person was me. That person was me on the spot. I asked Jesus right in front of that tabernacle, Jesus, I need a job to support my family. Because as you know, I do this for charity. I do this to touch people's lives. Yes, it may lead to something else, but I needed a job that was good for me. And I got one. I asked Him and He delivered to me immediately. Immediately. Because I follow His line, and I am only human. I am not a savior. I'm not a messiah. I am a disciple of Christ. I will make mistakes. I'll probably make mistakes tomorrow. But you know what? I will repent my sins with a sincere heart, and the Lord will forgive me, and I will carry on, my brother and sisters. I will carry on, and I will carry that torch for God. Because I have never been happier in my life. Never in my life have I been happier. Now before, because I'm so pumped up right now, we're going to get into another PK track. My man, the preacher's kid, my partner in the Soldiers of Christ, my born-again Christian brother. We have come together, Catholics, all Christians, born-agains, all Christians, Protestants, all Christians. Get it right. Christian unity. We need to take back America.
The realest thing my Savior did for me is that He died for me.
Real to me.
Winning it, start living it. Pick up your cross and put down your cigarette. I know you're sick of it, the liquor, the coke on you. Guards and wouldn't get destroyed and yoke. My pops taught me marriage for grown folk. A furnace, me and Christ, middle of the smoke. I'm a firefighter in a fiery trial. Middle of the flames, I can see Christ smile. Try and walk a mile in a man of God's shoes. Get this annoying, pay man of God's dues. Boost my iniquity, I'm not even worthy. Don't lay hands at the spirit. Rip man dirty. We all fall, that's no excuse. You dancing with the devil, drinking sin and juice. Known as a threat to the kingdom of Satan. Demons know which kingdom you face.
Real, real, Jesus is real to me.
It's His that sent me. Satan can't beat me, all He do is tempt me. Without Christ, I'm empty, nothing at all. For money, y'all will give up rights like Esau. That's why we fall, we're not living it. Your mind is the doorway to your spirit. When Jesus knocked, open and receive Him. He rewards those that diligently seek Him. Mighty man of valor, Holy Ghost power. Lord, anoint me with a spiritual shower. Now is the hour, time to come to Christ. Bring down the walls of Jericho. In your life, Paul almost got a gripper to be a Christian. Still save even after benediction. Face affliction, I'm in the hand of God. Reincarnation came back a man of God.
Real, real, Jesus is real to me.
Between heaven and hell, Christ got holes in His hand from the nails. Out of spiritual jail, got new liberty. Can't preach your mind, filled with iniquity. Sin in the ministry, God coming back. They high off iniquity like spiritual crack. I'm like Abel, around 10 killer games. Pastors get hurt, but they never show the pain. Making it plain, singing in the rain. Wondering, is my living in vain? Let me explain, these trials make you. Just be your baptized. Don't save you. The world hates you. The world hates Christ. Through His death, He gave me life. I preach truth and they don't understand. By the grace of God, I am what I am.
Real, real, Jesus is real to me.
So He's so real to me. He's so real to me. I'm feeling it. I think I'm going to join the choir. I just joined the new parish because I'm moving. So I'm going over to St. Patrick's, too. I'm working at St. Charles. I'm a lector at St. Charles Roman Catholic Church on Tyson's Lane. Ever want to come by and hear me speak? I'm a lector there. And I give you my Psalm 121. I read Psalms all day long. The Lord, my guardian, I raise my eyes toward the mountains. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. God will not allow your foot to slip. Your guardian does not sleep. Truly, the guardian of Israel never slumbers nor sleeps. The Lord is your guardian. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. By day, the sun cannot harm you, nor the moon by night. The Lord will guide you, guard you from all evil, will always guard your life. The Lord will guard your coming and going, both now and forever. The Lord will guide you. Wow. I got to tell you, I'm feeling it, Donnie. I think this was, like you said, the best program yet. And that's because today I was tempted. Today I was tempted. And I have to share it with people because I don't care. I was tempted. I am staying somewhere until my apartment is ready, and I was tempted. And I tell you, they were around me like vultures. And I got up, I got dressed, and I went right to church. Because I will not be ever fall back into the darkness. I may slip, but I'm not going back fully. I may slip up here and there. But I ain't going back fully. Devil, I rebuke you. Get away from me. Like my grandmother used to say, devil, step behind me. Get away from me. Get behind me. Get away. Rebuke him. Because if God brings you to it, he will bring you through it. Happy moments, praise God. Difficult moments, seek God. Quiet moments, you worship God. And painful moments, you trust God. And every moment, you better thank God. You better thank God you're alive. You better thank God you wake up every morning. I say an Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a Glory Be before I go to bed. And I say an Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a Glory Be when I wake up. And I do a rosary a day. Yup, Our Father, Father Karapi's thing. Some people say, where'd the rosary come from? It's not in the Bible. I don't care if it's not in the Bible. A rosary a day keeps the devil away. And that's a fact. It's a guarantee because I'm a proven fact of it. I do the rosary every day. Before Mass, I missed it on Saturday, and the wolves in sheep clothing came out on Saturday night. It was amazing, amazing to me. But you know what? You can never hold me back. You can never hold me down. So now we'll get back into another track, because I heard the Saints are winning 31-17. The Saints are winning. They won the whole thing. My son just told me the Saints are the Super Bowl champions. How ironic. The communion of saints, the Catholic Church. Go New Orleans, baby. Redemption for Hurricane Katrina.
I'm in the library with 66 books. I got a song that got 66 hooks. And when I got saved, I got 66 books. You in Hell's Kitchen, 66 cooks. Can't steal my tray with 66 cooks. Let's have revival, 66 days. Cast demons out of 66 days. So blessed, I got 66 favors. World priesthood, 66 waiters. 66 rhymes, 66 lines. Download this song 66 times. Listen, this for 66 Christians. Don't let Satan move you out position. No matter the condition, we not flinching. Fishing for souls, that's our mission.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me.
Spiritual warfare, keep your doors locked. We outside rebuking witches and warlocks. There is a savior on all blocks. Like a pit bull in the spirit, my jaws locked. Soul food needed now for all flocks. Watch your spirit, man, and change your door locks. My Bible crack when I hear the door knock. Please, Jesus saves until the war stops.
Holy Ghost party, fam, it don't stop. Think this is hell, I know a place more hot. The sake of peace, Abraham will leave Lot. Giving out tracks in front of your weed spots. Power in Jesus' name, don't need cops. Just in his presence to make your knees drop. Devil and his demons hoping I would stop. But the church need a revival like Woodstock.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what, devil, you can't stop me. Break up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what, devil, you can't stop me.
I wish somebody else would catch on fire. Crucify flesh, biblical barbed wire. Devil, you a liar, bow to Messiah. Old armor, God, spiritual attire. Jesus Christ, the one I admire. In my life, I had to kill Messiah. Let's go higher, up Jacob's ladder. Let God arise and my enemies scatter. Christ ain't dead, he been out the tomb. Take up the Esau, fought in the womb. Listen, I'm a born again Christian. Count it all joy in my affliction. God is faithful, so he don't lie. Satan can't repent, so he don't try. We walk by faith, don't need no eyes. Crucify Christ, but he don't die.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what, devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what, devil, you can't stop me. The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what, devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what, devil, you can't stop me.
Because God was training me for this moment right here, right now, right today. On February 7, 2010, Michael Anthony Oliva has arrived. You can call me the preacher. You can call me the rev. You can call me whatever you want. Because blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. And blessed are they who suffer persecution for justice's sake. For their kingdom is in heaven. Blessed are you when men reproach you and persecute you, speaking falsely, saying all manner of evil against you for my sake. Well, they do it, and I'll take it, and I'll walk with my head high. Every day of the week, I will walk with my head high, saying Jesus saves, Jesus lives, and Jesus has transformed this former gangster G from the street into a preacher. I tell it like it is, I bring it like it is, and I will continue to do God's will. And that means by going on Facebook and Twitter and writing messages that will inspire people and turn them back to the book of life, which is the Bible. Which is the Bible. I don't care if you're reading out of the 66 books or the 73 books. Read the Bible. The New Testament is the same to every faith. It is the same to every Christian denomination. The Old Testament is the only one that is different. The Catholic faith has 73. We have Tobit, Judith, Sirach, Baruch, okay? Book of Wisdom, 1 and 2 Maccabees. There's your seven more. And the old King James Version had some of those, and then it was taken out in the new King James Version. People could tell me, you got knockoff Bibles, you got this. We had the New Jerusalem Bible. Then it became the New American Bible. You move with the times. Listen, folks, we're living in a world where you got people praising Jersey Shore on MTV thinking that's the way Italians act. I'm Italiano and I take offense to it. I think it's garbage. Garbage TV. Garbage TV. And then you had feminists trying to boycott the pro-life commercial that was on the Super Bowl tonight with Tim Tebow and his mother. But you don't see them persecuting or boycotting the Victoria's Secret or Two and a Half Men when Charlie Sheen is making women look like hoochies. Pardon my language. Like the preacher said today in my church. Those ain't my words. Those are his. I'm inspired by what he said. If I could change the world just for one day, I would bring peace and love to every neighborhood. Because if you come in my church and then you're going to go outside and spit the N-word, my man, go find another faith to go be in. Because if you're Christian, you can't be prejudiced. And if you're Catholic Christian, you can't be prejudiced. If you're Christian, you can't be prejudiced. I'll say it again. I may be the hip-hop Catholic. I like that. Maybe I'm the hip-hop Catholic because I play the hip-hop and I'm Catholic. But I'm a Christian. You understand, I am a proud Christian. America is a Christian country, and America was built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. It was built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't ever forget it. Don't ever forget it. You can go on with your life. You can ignore me. You can turn me off. Do I care? Not at all. I'm going to be here next week. I'm going to be here the week after. I'm probably going to be here 6 months from now. And we're going to live to bigger and better things. Because we have a dream. We have a revolution started. I got more music on the way. Every week, we got more music on the way. So we're going to get into another PK track, and then I'm sure I'm going to come back and give you a final word. And this is I Had a Dream. Because I have a dream. And my dream is that there is peace, hope, and charity in this world. And shame on the person who put on Facebook that America should be ashamed that they gave to Haiti. Because true Christianity is about giving. And giving to others.
Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you need to stand against the wild of the dark.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers and the gods of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
And your feet shine in preparation
for
the gospel of Christ.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Yeah. Which is the word of God.
I had a fight with my flesh, world war me. Spiritual war that the world can't see. Fight the darkness all in my mind. Sin make me weak, I feel it in my spine. Fight thoughts of jealousy and envy. Told you who, you probably won't condemn me. Fight the pressures of a leader. Pressures of a born again preacher. Fight sister hips all in my face. Wanna be my best friend on my space. Fight backbiting in the ministry. Cast out demons trying to visit me. Fight sin killing me softly. Can't cheat, anointing too costly. Get it right, the rapture is nearer. Fight the reflection in my mirror. There's a war going on that the world can't see. World war me. Resist the devil and he will flee. World war me. Soldier in the army, fight to the death. World war me. A battle between my spirit and flesh. World war me.
I read my word confused like it's Russian. Sin banging my head, got a concussion. Flesh telling me this Bible don't work. Spirit saying, don't listen to this jerk. My wife telling me it's death to us part. My ex saying I still got her heart. Friends is whispering his sleep's missing you. Saying like this Jesus thing isn't you. My job telling me I never make it. My children want the newest, the latest. And my bills is like, pay me now. My pockets is like, pay you how? There's no one else I can borrow from. Today is cloudy, when will tomorrow come? I feel like I'm the last one online. The battlefield's the minute on my mind. There's a war going on that the world can't see. World War me. Resist the devil and he will flee. World War me. Soldier in the army, fight to the death. World War me. A battle between my spirit and flesh. World War me. I rebuke these thoughts, they not of Christ. I need my mind to be like Christ. He will never leave me nor forsake me. It's the word of God that really makes me, shakes me, even molds me. If disobedient, even scolds me. Faith is substance, that's what he told me. Then he took me to Hebrews and showed me. Man of the cloth, preach righteousness. I got attacked when I was writing this. Suffer with him, reign with him. That's why I go through the pain with him. Persecute me, not ashamed of him. Pages with the blood stains in him. Anywhere we praise the name of him. There's no other God the same as him. There's a war going on that the world can't see. World War me. Resist the devil and he will flee. World War me. Soldier in the army, fight to the death. World War me. A battle between my spirit and flesh. World War me.
Yeah. My name is Michael Anthony Oliva. This has been the Soldiers of Christ show. I want to thank everyone that is listening and anyone that is not listening. I pray for you. But first off, I got to give thanks to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because they have blessed me with this voice. They have blessed me with this humbleness. They have blessed me with this preaching power to reach across continents and countries. And BBS Radio and the Soldiers of Christ are going to start a revolution, and we are going to bring it to the next plateau. They are the greatest in internet radio, and I am the greatest when it comes to the preaching, my friend, like it or not. I will not boast. I will keep it humble. I want to thank Jesus Christ, because he is the real host of this show. God bless you all, and if you're living in darkness, it's never too late. Just go in your room and ask with a sincere heart, Jesus, come into my heart, and he will come into your heart. God bless. Good night. May you all have a restful and restoring sleep. Amen. I'm out.